I just want to briefly remind us all what happened in November of
2013.
Typhoon Yolanda or Haiyan?
Yolanda,
yeah. But anyway, was the largest typhoon to ever hit the Philippines, and I think it's ever largest recorded.
应该是菲律宾有史以来最劲的一个台风.
The area that we were in, East Timor, was struck, had a direct hit from this typhoon.
我们去的地区是菲律宾东边一个岛叫 Samar.
The people were warned that this was going to be a big storm, and they were warned about storm surge.
咁當時, 官方有預報警告啲人，叫佢哋走。 咁佢哋用咗一個詞叫 surge。
These people live on the sea all the time, so they're used to typhoons.
咁當地人民佢哋即係喺岸邊住啊嘛，咁佢成日都會遇到颱風。
So when they were talking surge, the people were thinking, a couple of feet of water. They were not expecting 35-foot waves, which is what hit them.
所以當官方話 surge 嗰陣咧，啲人覺得浪仔啫，唔使驚。但係點知個浪原來係一個35尺，即係7個撇咁高嘅一個浪冚過嚟。Yeah,
very high. Over the top of the coconut trees is what they were telling us.
佢哋話當地人同我哋講話個浪高過 coconut tree.
Yeah.
椰子樹。
The people, when the waves started getting larger and larger, the people that ran to the mountains were safe. Those that ran into the government buildings, or the buildings to be safe, actually turned out to be a mistake.
咁當地當啲浪越嚟越大嗰陣咧，好多人就走爛到山上面。不過有啲人咧就留低喺條村度。不過見到啲浪越嚟越大，佢就匿咗喺一個政府嘅大廈入邊。
Those that lost their lives were the ones that were trapped in the buildings because the walls broke down and the water flooded these buildings.
咁差唔多全部喪命嘅人咧，都係匿喺政府大樓入邊嗰啲人。
You'll see the damage that these waves did. They destroyed the whole town.
咁我一陣間會播啲相嘅，咁你都可以見到嗰個浪造成嘅摧毀啊，成個城市都冇曬。
There is everything is just in piles of rubble everywhere.
全部都係。
One of the most dramatic scenes was though the graveyard where the tombs had been washed, the bones of the dead bodies had just been picked up and left on the ground.
一個好震撼嘅一幕咧，就係我哋經過一個墳場，咁嘅浪冚過嚟咧，佢就將下面啲墳墓全部翻起曬，所以我哋見到好多骨頭。
Officially, they said only 87 people have died from this town.
咁官方一個死亡數字嘅統計就係80多人到。
However, they were saying that thousands were missing.
不過有數千人咧就係失蹤。
And this is a community of only 8,000 people.
咁依個我哋去個地區大概得8,000人到。
So many were. Many families were affected by this.
係啊，所以好多家庭受到影響。
When we arrived, we were able to do many different things.
咁我哋去到今次短宣，我哋有機會去幫手好多方面嘅事情。
We did everything from painting sheet metal to moving piles of rock.
有油屋頂啊，有搬運雜物啊，石頭啊。
We're able to share at a high school and an elementary school.
有機會去中學同埋小學度傳福音。
We went to a prison and did a prison outreach.
我哋去咗監獄去做傳福音。
And we went up the river to this one little community and attracted a large crowd by playing basketball.
另外我哋有一日去咗一個搭船喺個河邊，有個村，我哋上去就用籃球嚟吸引曬成條村嚟聽我哋傳福音。
After such a large crowd, then we were able to share the gospel with them.
係咯，我哋同啲小朋友、同啲年青人開波，跟住咧成條村嚟睇曬，跟住我哋就趁機會就同佢哋傳福音。
And then we went door to door to, well, I guess tent to tent, door to door, and shared just giving small gifts to the people, the little shampoos and soaps that we had brought with us.
跟住我哋喺受災地區一啲難民營地方，就逐家逐户去傳福音，跟住俾啲物資佢哋。
And then on our last night there, we did a youth program for several youth from a different church, different community.
然後我哋最後一晚，我哋喺一個當地教會幫手咗一個青年團契嘅事工。
Sam, well, Stephen, you want to share first?
So
I find it in
English.
Okay.
So I was
glad to have this opportunity to go.
其實這次去菲律賓都體會到很多東西，體會到神有很多東西。
God taught me a lot. I saw seen a lot in this trip.
例如我們去菲律賓之前就聽他們牧師說，那裡很骯髒，經常下雨，可能環境會很差。
Before going, we were thinking that the environment there would be, the situation would be very bad and the living conditions would be horrible.
所以就帶了很多衣服，整塊石頭，整塊山這樣。
So we brought a lot of clothes, and my whole backpack was T-shirts.
然後沿路坐車去，然後那裡的路都是蹦蹦蹦，在那裡蹬下蹬下蹬下。
And the roads were very bumpy on the way to the area we were going.
原來去到那間教會，原來那裡是一個很漂亮的環境，有海灘，有床，有蚊帳。
But to our surprise, the church that we went to, it was right next to the beach, and it was very nice. It had, we had beds, bathrooms, we even had mosquito nets.
去到那裡有很多來自世界各地不同的牧師，有墨西哥、夏威夷等等很多很多。
Many people from around the world were helping along with us, including people from Mexico and Hawaii.
看到神真的為菲律賓人，很愛菲律賓人，為他們預備了很多東西，為我們預備了住、食，都好，沒問題。
So I could see that God truly provided for the people of the Philippines many good things, and in turn, they're very hospitable towards us and giving us a place to stay and food to eat every day.
我覺得神很奇妙，因為神可以透過很多不同的東西去讓人去認識到祂，例如好像這次菲律賓有風災，就因為這個風災，所以有很多菲律賓人可以認識到神。
And I find that it's incredible that God could use anything to draw people to Him. Like the situation in the Philippines, the typhoon hit, but because of this, many people got to hear about God.
就好像我們這裡每一位，都是因為一些事，所以有機會去認識到神，所以我們就可以一起在這裡去聽神的話語，去學習神。
Like many of us here, I'm sure all of us has experienced something in our lives that has drawn us to God and experienced God in a personal way.
同時我覺得神是一個很聽禱告的神啦。
And God is a God that answers our prayers.
因為, 祂聽我們禱告，讓我們平安去，平安回。
He led us safely there and back again.
還有有一次我們吃飯，我們沒有足夠的羹，我們要用手吃飯。
One time we were working and we were, it was lunchtime and there weren't enough spoons and forks for us to eat with.
那天我們早上去搬泥、鏟泥、搬石頭、又下雨、整身都很髒，然後就沒有洗手，很髒的環境下就這樣吃了一頓飯。
So that morning, we were moving gravel and moving rocks, junk, and doing construction work, kind of. And our hands were filthy and we did not wash our hands and it was raining, we were sweating and we were filthy.
我們就祈禱求神潔淨我們的手，讓我們可以用手吃飯，不會病，所以我們都，神是聽禱告，祂保守我們身體，我們都是很健康的。So
we prayed and asked God to cleanse our hands, so when we ate with our hands that we wouldn't get sick, and God was faithful and He answered our prayers, we were okay.
還有一個體會很深刻的就是，因為這個風災，所以那時有很多外國的軍隊、軍人去幫忙，例如好像美國、日本、等等聯合國，很多軍人去那裡幫忙。
Another thing that we saw was that because of this typhoon, many there was a lot of foreign aid, including from countries like the United States, the UK, Korea, Japan, the UN.
但是因為菲律賓人政府貪污，他拿了物資，自己儲起物資，不派給災民。
But because the Philippine government was very corrupt and they put all the supplies in storehouses and wouldn't give them to the people. So all the foreign aid ceased and they left the Philippines.
但是神都好爱我哋啦，神唔会因为咁放弃我哋，神都会透过好多唔同世界各地嘅牧师啊、兄弟姊妹去嗰度帮手，去继续去帮嗰度嘅人。
But despite all this, I could see that God still loves us and He still provides. And even though the help ceased, but God used other means to bring blessings to the people, including these pastors from all around the world.
咁我哋嗰日都見到有好多，即係我哋逐家逐户去傳福音啦，去派物資俾佢哋，都發覺原來佢哋真係有好多都係聽過即係知道神喺度嘅，但係佢哋冇乜點翻教會啊，或者係咯咁樣。
And when we were doing the door-to-door evangelism one day, we got to talk to a lot of the refugees about their situation, and many of them have heard about God, and but they have not truly experienced God or have gone to church before.
So,
And because we encouraged them to go to church because we were rebuilding a local church at the area.
係啦，少少嘅分享啦。
So，
大家好。咁咧，咁就係咯。
你可以自己翻一句。
咁其實我覺得，即係呢個風災。即係雖然係唔好嘅，但係入邊都有啲好嘅嘢咯。
我翻嚟。
係。
Okay. I could see that despite this horrible disaster, there is still good from God.
即係雖然死咗好多人，唔係係咯，失蹤有好多人見咗，但係即係藉著呢個風災，我哋去到嗰度。可以，即系如果呢个风灾冇嚟，可能嗰啲人依家都系好似以前咁样喺度唔知做乜嘢啊，跟住就即系睇到神有佢嘅计划咯。
I could see that despite this disaster, God still has had a hand in all of this because if the typhoon did not hit, the people might not have heard of Christ.
所以系咯，有时可能生命入边有啲嘢。覺得好似困難咁樣，不過神都有佢嘅計劃喺度。
So, I encourage you that even though sometimes difficult things might happen in our lives, difficult situations and all that, but God is still there and He still has a plan. Thank you.
Rabbi.可唔可以幫我翻譯？
你講咩文先？
會縮短。
你講中文。
講中文啊！冇可能講母語噶嘛。
是啊，你。
OK， 唔該曬。You know, when you go on a mission trip, you think you're going to go over there to do a great work, and you will.
咁我哋有時去短宣啊，你會覺得心諗，哎，我哋做一個會準備做一個好好嘅工作。
But you discover that God does a great work in you.
但其實反而你會發覺神喺你生命入邊做緊工作。
And I want to share a special thing that God taught me on this trip.
咁我想同大家分享下神係通過今次短宣點樣教導我一啲嘢。
I could share a whole bunch of other praise reports, but I want to emphasize on this.
我可以同你哋分享好多值得感恩嘅事情，不過我想講依一樣嘢。
I've been on many different mission trips before.
我去過好多次短宣啦。
Philippines, Japan, Thailand.
菲律賓啊，泰國啊，日本啊。
You know, 5 different provinces in China.
大陸五個省短宣都有。
You know, I'm a missionary.
我係宣教士。
So, you know, usually when I go on a trip, I'm fine.
咁一般我去短宣我都覺得冇問題。
But this trip really shook me up and humbled me.
但係今次依個短宣嘅行程
，God just
破碎咗我，令到好謙卑。
Snapped my pride.
即係好似神將我嘅驕傲咁樣截斷一樣。
like so many things that made me uncomfortable and feel very weak.
有好多嘢令到我好唔自在、好唔舒服、好软弱咁。
Oh, nice church, good place to sleep, good bed, good food.
Yeah. Like so many things I was complaining about and struggling with.
咁咧，我不断埋怨有好多好多嘢，我都系唔惯。
Like the poverty was really hard on me.
见到嗰边嘅贫困，我好唔惯。
The disaster area and all that I saw.
即系特别系受灾嘅地区。
The transportation.
交通方面我都好唔惯。
All the roads are really bumpy.
啲路烂晒啊嘛，所以好震好震。
We would travel for like 7 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour sometimes.
我哋会坐七个钟车啊，或者一两个钟车。
And the whole time we're just like.
咁全程咧，我就等下等下等下。
And like I'm freaking like, oh, 主啊，拯救我！
我就话 ，Oh God, help me。
And then like I would just look at my teammates.
我見到我啲隊員。
And I got so much encouragement from their attitude.
咁我會好受佢哋鼓勵。
You know, when I'm like this,
當我喺度等下等下。
I see Samuel and Robbie just like.
咁我見到 Samuel 同 Robbie 樂在其中咁。
They just love the whole trip.
咁佢哋好開心啦。
Extremely positive.
對我嚟講好正面嘅鼓勵。
So every time I'm crying and complaining, I just look how happy my teammates are.
咁每次我就好痛苦嗰陣，向神呼求，我就會望住呢隊員。
This place is so great. It's so beautiful.
咁佢哋會話：哇，呢度好正啊，好靚啊！
I want to live here.
我想住喺度。
I'm just like, 哇，你哋係好好榜樣喎。
So I was like, you guys are a great example.
And just being dirty and the food was hard for me.
咁地方污糟啊，食物又唔中意食啊。
And yeah, for 1 week, no fruit.
咁成个星期咧都系冇水果食嘅。
I only got to eat vegetables one time.
净系一次食过蔬菜。
I had another opportunity to eat vegetables, but it didn't taste good, so I didn't eat it.
咁有其实有另一次机会食菜嘅，不过唔好食，所以冇食。
So the food was hard for me.
所以食物唔掂啦。
And then there's bugs.
有虫喎。
Like I was so happy they had a mosquito net on the bed.
我見到佢有蚊帳，我好興奮啦。
It's like, ooh, 安全感啊，咁借住。
I feel safe.
But when you get inside and sleep, you discover that net is useless.
但入到去咧，其實蚊帳冇用嘅。
Like as soon as I turn on my light to read,
咁我夜晚開燈睇聖經啦。
Just all these bugs. Woo!
咁啲虫咧就涌晒埋去，
然后我就 freak out， and then I look around in my bed， there's all these other different bugs，
我就哇救命，周围我望到周围都系全部都系虫
，all these bug bites，
咁成身都系虫咬
，and then I discovered that I took all these bugs and brought them back to my house now， and they've been biting me all week，
跟住我发觉咧，我菲律宾翻嚟之后，成屋都系嗰啲虫喎，带咗翻屋企。
You know, I thought, you know, I was a strong missionary. I'd go there and be fine.
根本上我覺得，哎，我係一個宣教士啦，去到冇問題。
But I had to depend on the Lord the whole time.
但係我發現我全程需要依靠神。
And so I learned from, if you're going on a mission trip, you must prepare yourself very well.
所以神教咗我一樣嘢，就係當我如果我哋去宣教短宣，我哋一定要好好咁準備自己。
It's not as simple as you think.
唔係好似你想象中咁簡單。
Don't, if you have an opportunity to go on a mission trip, don't think, oh, that's going to be fun. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go.
如果你第時有機會去短宣，你唔好想哇正好啊好玩。
You need to make sure you pray and make sure God's calling you to go there.
你一定要首先祈禱尋求神。確定神係呼召緊你去先。
Because you need His anointing and strength to get through that.
因為你一定需要神嘅高牧、神嘅力量先至可以渡過。
Sometimes it won't be that easy or as fun as you thought.
有時唔一定會好似你想象中咁容易或者咁輕鬆。
So remember these things about missions. They're great, but remember these things.
咁短宣係好好嘅，不過你哋希望你哋記得咯。
Be humble and you're going to need the Lord.
謙卑同埋要依靠神。
Yeah. Thanks.
So
this trip, Pastor Pete was a very good leader to us.
因為睇到佢有好多當時啦，嗰邊嘅牧師就會話啊，Pete牧師你去分享啦，Kyle你去分享啦咁樣。
So many times throughout the trip, the leaders over there would tell us to, like, Pete, go share, Kyle, share testimony.
毫無準備的情況下啦，但係都睇到神透過佢哋可以係分享好多信息俾人哋聽。
They did not have any warnings, but
despite all that, God still used them to share great messages and encouragement to us.
所以呢個都提醒咗我嘅就係作為基督徒啦，我哋應該時時要準備好自己啦。
So this encouraged me and reminded me that as a Christian, we should be ready to share anytime.
係啦，同埋篇牧師佢有一個好好嘅優點就係佢好高啦。
A good thing about Pastor Pete is that he's tall.
咁去到菲律賓啊、洛基啊好多人嘅地方咧，我哋都唔會走失，因為望到哇係佢啦，最高嘅一定係篇牧師啦。
So in crowded places like the airport in the Philippines, we won't get lost because we could just look where's Pete.
係啦 ，OK。所以我哋就一齊翻曬嚟啦。
So we got home safely.
好啦，多謝。
We want to show you a real brief, a fast and furious slideshow of all the things that we did.
咁咧，有段片俾我播你睇。
And you can see, just try to look at as you watch the slideshow, see the different things that we talked about: the devastation, the bones, the schools, the sharing, all that stuff.
咁你都可以留意下我哋啱啱分享嗰少少嘢，學校啊、災區或者監獄啊、或者墳場啊、或者乜都好。
Okay, thank you.
Just hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Jesus is alive, so hold tight. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Jesus is alive, so hold tight. Hold on to the promises.Say
冇小朋友可以去主学啊！Okay, as the children go to Sunday school, we continue in worship. Do you like the video? Yeah. Do you want to go? Kyle scared you. Okay, so we thank the Lord有呢段宣嘅機會，我哋教會有個嘅異象，一直都有呢個異象。You praise God for these opportunities to go on mission trips, and the church, the vision of the church that we've always had is win disciples send. 我哋嘅異象就係得人與即係帶人歸主，訓練門徒，栽培成為門徒。同埋差遣出去就差遣传道，win disciples send, win them for Christ, disciple them in Christ, and send them out for Christ。呢个过去我哋系一直都系有呢个嘅意象，系我哋希望系多啲人系可以参与神嘅工作。And that's been the vision of our church from the time we began it, that more people can get involved and go out。所以我哋系过去用好多嘅时间嚟做报道嘅，街头报道啊，监狱报道啊，儿童报道啊，音乐报道。So in the past we've done a lot of evangelism, street evangelism, prison evangelism, children evangelism, music evangelism, house to house evangelism. 我哋有做栽培工作，我哋有查经班，有主日学，有团契，有栽培班。And so we have different training opportunities. We have fellowship groups, youth groups. We have the Bible studies, Sunday school, children's Sunday school, adult Sunday school, and even different one-on-one discipleship classes. 咁啊，而家我睇到今年有好多机会嘅传道系出去报道。And this year we see a lot of opportunities to go out on mission trips. 我咁睇到菲律宾嘅短宣 ，we just saw the Philippine trip. 我哋七月份有呢个机会去台湾去屏东。And in July we've got this opportunity to go to Taiwan to Southern Taiwan, 我哋做監獄工作 and to minister in the prisons there. 咁啊，因為我哋會去同洪清潮牧師去配合嘅 ，and we'll be going with Tony Hong, Pastor Tony Hong. 咁啊，去參加即係台灣屏東嘅短宣，一方面係要祝福當地嘅人咧，就去監房教导所、戒毒所，但另一方面是关心洪牧师，因为他以前是我们教会的。So on one side of it, we want to go to Taiwan to minister to the people there, to the guys in the prison, to the drug centers, and all that. But at the other side, we want to help and be an encouragement to Tony, Pastor Tony, because he was from our church. 他十几年前是我们教会的，跟着又去了台湾，现在又在这里全时间来做监狱工作。And Tony was from here, from this fellowship, and over 10 years ago he went to Taiwan, and now he's full-time in prison ministry, and so we want to go and encourage him and his wife. So we want to go and encourage him and his wife. And so we see that God gives us opportunities to share from our heart the love of Christ with other people. Now I'm learning at Sinai,情人節，中西合璧嘅情人節。And just 2 days ago, it was a Western and Chinese Valentine's Day together. 琴晚我哋喺呢度有個音樂茶座 ，and last night we had the music cafe here. 我哋嘅主題就係情人節 ，and our theme last night was Valentine's. 咁啊 ，Sammy Matthias 同我哋唱咗好好嘅詩歌，同埋佢兩夫婦分享佢愛情故事。And last night Sammy and Matthias sang some wonderful love songs with the band, and Samuel was in the band, and they also shared their love story with us. 跟住 Pete 牧师同埋 Kat Simo 又分享佢嘅爱情故事， and then Pastor Pete and Kat, they shared their love story with us. 但我哋知道我哋系因为耶稣嘅爱，我哋可以有呢啲嘅爱情。But we know it's because of the love of Jesus Christ that we can have His love. 所以今日我哋睇约翰一书第二章，我哋会睇七节至到十四节， And so this morning as we look at 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 7 to 14, 我们 hopefully 要睇得到呢个嘅爱 and as we look at this, we see very clearly that it's the love of God that He's given to us that we can do these things. 今日我们的主题是新也是旧的命令, and the title of this message is A New But Old Commandment. So we read 约翰一书第二章第七节, well, we talk to 11节 先. And so we're going to look first at 1 John chapter 2, and I'll read from verse 7 to verse 11. 我说亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令 Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. The commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. 在这我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的。 在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。Again, I write a new commandment. I write to you, this which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. 人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他倒如今。 He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness until now. 爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。 He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. 唯独恨弟兄的是在光明黑暗里，且在 黑暗旅行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。 But he who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. 我们一起祈祷, let's pray. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们今天看到你这个话语，知道你是爱的源头，你是要我们彼此相爱。 你是将爱心赐给我们的，所以主，我们求你今日用你的爱再一次开晓我们的心，求你的爱充满我们这个地方。在这个元宵佳节的火锅的时候，我们求主用你的爱是温暖，是我们，即是每一个人的心是很温暖、很温馨的，让我们知道我们要怎样去实践你的爱。我们多谢主。 求你祝福以下的时间，奉耶稣名求，Amen。约翰就讲到，佢话写俾我哋嘅信咧系一个旧嘅命令，唔系新嘅。And so here we see that John is telling us he's writing not a new commandment, an old commandment. 呢个系由起初已经有嘅。And this commandment we've had from the beginning. 佢系由头到尾，神嘅命令系冇变。 And it's from the beginning to the end, the commandment of the Lord has never changed. 神喺旧约圣经一直到今时今日，昨日今日直到永远系不更改嘅。 And we know that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever, and that He never changes. He's the same God in the Old Testament as He is in the New Testament. 那圣经系分两边，一个旧约，一个新约。 You know, the Bible has two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. 有啲人误解咗，以为点解有旧约，系咪因为旧约系落后啊，冇用嘅，所以有个新约系推翻嘅，系咁样。 Some people don't understand. They think, why is there an Old Testament and New Testament? Is the Old Testament old and archaic and no good anymore? So we got a new one that contradicts or makes the old obsolete? No. 旧约嘅命令、新约嘅命令、旧约、新约，全部都系一致。 Let me tell you today, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the story, the message, the meaning is the same. It's a one continual message in the Bible from the old to the new, and it never changes. 教約是告訴我們, 神創造天地萬物一直到耶穌基督來到的時候, the Old Testament tells us that God created the heavens and the earth and tells us about the coming of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament is prophesying that the coming of Jesus Christ. 新約是由耶穌開始,耶穌的生平,耶穌做的事情,是讓我們知道耶穌怎樣為我們死,為我們復活. And the New Testament is the life of Christ, the beginning of Christ, how He was born, His, the things He did, His teaching, and then it, how He died for us, how He was risen from the dead for us. 所以新舊約都是講耶穌的. And so the Old Testament, the New Testament are both talking about Jesus. 耶稣基督来到, and so why did Jesus come? 圣经的可以说一个浓缩的整个圣经的一节经文就是约翰福音三章十六节, and you could say a condensed Bible in one verse is John chapter 3:16. 神爱世人, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
这个就一个浓缩的圣经,整个圣经的意思,因为神爱世人。
In the condensed version of the Bible, because God loves you, loves the world. So when I title it, 由头到尾, 圣经的意思就是爱. And so you can see from the beginning to the end of the Bible, the whole message is love. 神爱你. God loves you. 因为神爱你, 祂派耶稣基督来做我们的教主. Because God loves you, He sent Jesus Christ for you, because He loves you.
那教約聖經是強調愛，有些人覺得教約聖經是看到一個很嚴厲、很嚴肅的神。
Some people think, you know, okay, the Old Testament is talking about this evil, mean God, you know, He's so firm and so strict. 但我告訴你，教約聖經的神都是一樣的，跟新約聖經的神。 But I want you to know, the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament.
祂是爱你。你看一个教约圣经的经文呢，就是睇到神怎样教我哋。
Let's look at one verse in the Old Testament and see what God told us.
生命记第六章第四节第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 and 5.
生命记第六章第四节第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 and 5.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华你们的，你我们神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the God, the Lord is one.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这个就是以色列人、犹太人每次聚会、每次祈祷都要念读这个经文。
The Jewish people, every time they're together, they have a meeting, they pray, they will say this. They recite this.
神, you are Son. You need to love God.
教约圣经是强调爱, so the Old Testament is emphasizing love.
爱神是圣经的重要.
To love God, that's the meaning of the Bible.
我们爱神就会听神的话语.
If you love God, you will obey God.
要遵守神的命令.
If you love God, you will follow His commandments.
遵守神的命令就是爱.
And when you obey His commandments, that is love.
神是因为爱创造你.
You know, God created you because He loves you.
耶稣是用伟大的爱，祂是为你舍己.
And Jesus used His great love and died for you. And they asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment?
耶稣告诉他们,是马太福音22章37节。
And Jesus answered them in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. This is the first and great commandment. 其次也相似,就是要爱人如己, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. 这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. 所以耶稣强调新约圣经、旧约圣经的中心就是爱神爱人。 So Jesus is stressing again the essence of the Old Testament and the New Testament is to love God and love each other.
罗马书13章第8节都讲,
and even in Romans chapter 13 verse 8, it says, 因为爱人的就完全了律法. He that loves, Paul said, has fulfilled the law.
所以我们知道这个教的命令是爱神爱人.
So the old commandment is love. Love God, love each other.
有人觉得我不喜欢神的命令，我觉得很难受.
Some people say, I don't like God's commandments. I think it's too hard to keep.
请问你觉得爱人是难受吗？
So you think that loving somebody is hard to do?
爱人爱神是困难吗?
So to love God, to love man is hard?
我们知道一切的诫命的意思好像十诫来讲，不可偷人家的东西，不可杀人。
You know, the Ten Commandments say, don't steal from other people, don't kill.
如果你爱一个人，你不会偷他的东西，你不会杀他。
But if you love somebody, you're not going to steal from them. If you love them, you're not going to kill them.
十诫告诉我们, you 遵守神的诫命，不要妄称神的名.
And in Ten Commandments, it says, don't use the name of the Lord in vain. And you must obey the Lord.
如果你爱神，你不会妄称他的名，你不会亵渎他。
And if you love God, you will not want to take His name in vain. You won't want to blaspheme against Him. And you will want to obey Him. And so we see the center message is love.
你看回《约翰一书》第2章第8节,
but look again at 1 John chapter 2 verse 8.
在这我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为在黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀.
Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining.
他说的一个不是新的，是旧的，但现在又说是新的。
And so John said, okay, I'm not writing a new commandment, it's an old commandment, but now I'm saying it is a new commandment.
他不是很混乱，是新还是旧，是旧还是新的?
Is he confused? Is it new? Is it not new? Is it old? Is it, what is this?
其实是旧的命令，但有了新的变化。
It's an old commandment, but it has a new twist, a new aspect to it.
为什么？因为在耶稣的里面，爱人 是可以更加清楚是怎样爱人。
Because in Jesus Christ we can see clearly what it means to truly love somebody.
因为耶稣基督我们可以更加了解爱人是什么意思。
Because of Jesus Christ we can see how we are supposed to really love each other.
你看耶稣怎么说，约翰福音13章34节。
Look at what Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse
34. 我赐给你们一条新命令, 怎样相爱。 A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 那耶稣是叫我们彼此相爱。 Jesus is telling us to love one another. 但你看看他叫我们怎样彼此相爱。 But how are we to love one another? 他说如我爱你们，你们就如此彼此相爱。 He said, love one another as I have loved you. 耶稣怎样爱我们的？ How did Jesus love us? 耶稣为我们舍己。 Jesus sacrificed himself for us. 耶稣为我们牺牲一切。 Jesus gave up everything for us, for you. 耶稣讲明我不再称你为仆人，你是我朋友，最伟大的爱为朋友舍己。 Jesus said last week we saw, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. And then he went on to say, no greater love has this than a man lay down his life for his friend. 耶稣为我们牺牲自己，放下自己生命，因为他爱你。 Jesus loves you, he gave up his life for you. Jesus wants us to use his love, that kind of love, to love each other. Now, 当你更加清楚耶稣的爱，你睇罗马书五章六节至到八节。So you can understand the love that Jesus has for you, look at Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. 罗马书五章六节。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。 For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. 为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。 For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此向我们显明了。 But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 耶稣的爱，当我们软弱，当我们做错，当我们是不可爱的时候，耶稣为what is say. That's the love of Christ. He died for us while we were weak, while we were unlovable. He loved us. 呢个系神嘅爱。神嘅爱呢，就系无条件嘅爱。God's love is unconditional. 神嘅爱系我哋叫系无比的爱。God's love is uncomparable.神的爱呢就是无限。 God's love is unlimited. 神的爱呢就是超过人的爱。 God's love is greater than man's love. 我说要用耶稣的爱，那种爱彼此相爱。 And we say we need to use the love of Jesus to love each other. 耶稣的爱是怎样？ And what was Jesus' love like?圣经里面很多人熟悉的这个经文，神的爱是怎样。 And many of you know this passage of what God's love is like. 在哥林多前书十三章第四节至到第八节。 In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8, it tells us what God's love is like. 你要用这种爱彼此相爱。 And that's the love that you need to have when you love other people. 你听下这个爱是不是很高深？ And listen to this love. Isn't it so great and high, hard to attain? 爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。 Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. 不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。 Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. 不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。 Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. 凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 爱是永不自息。Love never fails. 你有没有这种的爱? Do you have this kind of love? 耶稣要我们有新的命令，又是旧的命令，要彼此相爱。Jesus gives us this new commandment, it's the old commandment. We need to love each other. 我们要用这种的爱来爱人。We need to use this kind of love to love each other. 这个就是新的。肯为人舍命，肯为朋友去宽恕，这个爱是很伟大的爱。That is to be willing to forgive, to be willing to reach out to the unloving. That is a great type of love. 神给我们这个命令，因为耶稣爱你。God has given you this command because He loves you. 我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱是应该这样。You know, brothers and sisters, we should love each other that way. 一家人应该这样爱人啊。In our family, we should love each other like that, right? 耶稣又讲明喎，尽心一步啊。我哋讲好撒玛利亚嘅比喻，话要爱你个邻人。But Jesus took it a step further. He and when he gave the parable of the Good Samaritan, he said, "Love your neighbor." 系咪？甚至乎耶稣话，人哋打你右边，俾我左边佢打。And even Jesus took it even another step further. He said, somebody hits you right side of the face, give the left side. Quite you are negative. He said, love your enemy. Wow. It gets harder. 夫妇彼此相爱。How about husband and wife as we love each other? Yes, oh,我怎样爱你，你要怎样彼此相爱。Jesus said, love each other as I have loved you. 讲到夫妻的，你听下，丈夫要怎样爱你太太。When we talk about husband and wife, listen to what God says, you husbands, how you should love your wife. 以弗所书第五章廿五节。In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25.你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍命舍己。Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. 所以你做丈夫，你有责任要爱你太太，好似耶稣爱教会，为教会舍己。So us husbands, you need to love your wife just as Christ loved the church. 我们个个都要用耶稣这种的爱彼此相爱。我想耶稣给我们很清楚爱是什么意思。 I think Jesus is showing us very clearly what it means to love. 终世情人节的时候，我们都希望是有享受这个爱。 And in this Chinese Western Valentine's season, we want to experience the love of God, don't we? 但有时彼此相爱不容易。 But sometimes it's not easy to love.我们继续看约翰一书二章九节至十一节。Look again at 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. 人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还在黑暗里。He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. 爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中。在他并没有半跌的缘由。 He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. 唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛害了。 黑了。But he who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. 弟兄姊妹，这个很强的说话。This is a very strong word. 我们有没有这个彼此相爱的心？ Do we have love? 如果我们继续恨得罪我们的人，圣经说我们在黑暗的里面。If we continue to hate those who come against us, then we are still in darkness. 我们需要是进入光明中在耶稣的里面。We need to enter into light with Jesus. 靠耶稣给我们可以是宽恕得罪我们的人。And ask God to give us the strength that we can forgive those who have come against us. 靠神给我们能力去包容那些成日挑剔我们的人。And ask God that we can have the ability to forbear and to endure those who are always coming against us.耶稣要我们爱人，即是说要宽恕得罪我们的人。 And so when Jesus says for us to love one another, that means you need to forgive those who have offended you. 耶稣用完全的爱，无比的爱去爱你。 Jesus used perfect love, unconditional love, to love you. 我们要脱离黑暗，进入光明。靠耶稣的爱，俾我哋可以爱别人。We need to leave the darkness, enter into the light, use His love to love other people. 今日你心里边有冇恨人 ？In your heart, is there somebody you hate right now? 系有冇人得罪过你 ？Is there somebody who's offended you? 你咪觉得好难宽恕 ？Do you think it's very hard to forgive him?Or that person. 爱人不可以虚假。We don't want to have false love. 我们要承认在耶稣的面前靠耶稣说我没有办法在我里面去爱他。We need to admit and say to Jesus today, Lord, I cannot forgive him in my own strength. 我们要坦白跟耶稣说，耶稣我知道你要我爱他，但在我里面我没办法做得到。 We need to say to Jesus, Lord, I know you want me to forgive this person, but in me there's no way I can do it. 所以我靠耶稣给我能力去宽恕他，去包容他，去爱他。And so then pray and say, Jesus, I ask that you give me the strength that I can forgive, that I can accept, and I can love him, her. 靠自己你没办法做得到。In yourself, there's no way you can do it. 但你可不可以说跟耶稣说，神啊，靠你帮我，我需要你的力量。But can you come to the point where you say to Jesus, Lord, I can't do it. I ask you to help me.
好快我们就差不多完，我就看埋12节至14节。
We're almost finished this morning, so I just want to read verse 12 to 14.
小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪藉着主名得了赦免。
I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake.
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初的原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们
I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常在你们心里面，你们也胜了那恶者。
I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and have overcome the wicked one.
这几节经文，你睇到留意咧，不停讲三个人。 In these two verses, you see it keeps repeating three different types of people. 小子们, 父老, 少年人, little children, fathers, young men. 是吗? 即使有年轻的到年长的。 And that means he's talking to the young guys and the old guys. 这全部人, it's all of us. 是吗? 他叫我们要用耶稣的爱彼此相爱。 He's telling us to use God's love to love each other. 无论你是年轻的、中年的、年长的，都要听的。 And that means that whether you're a young guy today, a middle-aged person, or an elderly person, he's talking to you.
我们年轻人呢，即系都觉得，我唔使爱人啦，我唔识嘅，我未懂得嘅，唔使啊，你冇呢个借口。
Sometimes young people say, I don't need to love him, I'm still young, I don't understand this stuff. No excuse.
我们短宣队你睇到最小嗰个Sam仔，16岁，in our mission team, you saw the youngest guy in the team is Samuel, and he's only 16.
但他用爱心去菲律宾，将爱心传出去。
But you saw that he uses love to take love to the Philippines.
跟住有其他嗰啲都系小子年轻人呢。
And then those other young guys, you know, 廿零岁呢。
Pete 牧师都是年轻啊。
And even Pastor Pete's still young. Yeah.
但是他在那里那个老牧师跟他一起都是这样做。
But there's an elderly pastor who was there in the Philippines loving the people.
我们有时我们年长人呢，我们越年纪大越硬颈啊。
But for us elderly people, I'm not that old yet, but getting there. The older we get, we tend to get more stubborn. 是吗？
我们越年纪大越积埋多多的苦涩。
The older we get, the more bitterness we store up inside.
有人得罪我们，有越来越多恨。
And the more people come offend you, the more anger and hatred that builds up inside.
越来越积你的恨和苦涩，影响我们的。
And the more anger and the bitterness that you build up inside, it affects you.
年长，你都要彼此相爱。
你要宽恕得罪过你的人。 If you're older today, you still need to learn how to love and forgive, and forgive those who have offended you.
你可不可以跟耶稣说，我心里面有好多恨，好多仇恨，好多苦涩。
我求主耶稣拿走佢，我求主耶稣宽恕我，俾我能力可以宽恕得罪我嘅人。Can you say to Jesus today, Lord, I've got all this bitterness, all this anger built up inside me. Take it away. Remove it. Give me the ability to love with your love.
我们祈祷, let's pray.
Jesus, 我们多谢你，你给我们一个新的命令，有新有旧的，但是都是要我们彼此相爱。主，我们心里边人人都有难通过的地方。
心里边积埋好多怨恨、仇恨、苦涩，心里边有好多冇办法放低嘅，对方对我哋系一次又一次，
但系主，我哋靠你，俾我哋可以有你嘅爱。
你用无比的爱、伟大的爱、无条件的爱、牺牲的爱去爱我们的。恳求主耶稣，
让我们是得到你的爱，用同样的爱去宽恕得罪我们的人，去包容他。求主给我们这份伟大的爱，以致我们可以爱别人，爱神你。最后在这一刻里面，我恳求圣灵释放我们当中很多弟兄姊妹是有这个苦结在心里面，有仇恨，有恼怒。主，我知道你想拿走他，我们奉耶稣的名求主拿走这些苦结，求主耶稣拿走这个恼怒的，让我们可以靠耶稣得到安慰，得到平安。是我们自己我们没有办法处理，但我肯定主耶稣，你今日可以医治我们，释放我们。所以我们愿意耶稣圣灵降临在我们当中，用你的爱充满我们的心。弟兄姊妹，当你低头，你仰望主，你心里面可以跟耶稣说，耶稣释放我，我不想再闹，医治我，我不想再有苦结，我自己没有办法做得到，靠耶稣改变我心，让我可以爱人如己。主，所以我们多谢你听我们祷告，我们奉耶稣基督得胜的名求， Amen。 希望你今天听到是这个元宵佳节这个相爱的讯息，你就真的不要只听就算，你回到家继续去为这件事，去为自己祷告。 And I hope that this morning as you hear this message about love and forgiveness, that you would not only just hear it today, but you'd go home and you'd meditate and you'd pray and you continue to ask God for His help, that you can forgive, that you can love. 因为爱人不容易，靠自己你没办法做得到。Because it's not easy to love people, and you cannot do it in your own strength. 你需要神的力量。You need God's strength.